Samhain, embracing me, put the garland of your hands around my neck. By making me your crazy one, kill me in your love. This is Dibhajan Samhain Gale Lagakar on page 276. You are dwelling in my eyes. You have made your abode in my heart. At least now remove the veil of shyness from your face. There was a plaque installed at the tomb of Majnu. In the name of loyalty towards love, sacrifice everything, even your body and mind. Oh, only this life is left in the love. Oh, Jamal, lose even it in the game of love. Oh, Samhain, embracing me, put the garland of your hands around my neck. By making me your crazy one, kill me in your love. Bhajan of Master Kripal Singh on page 276.
Samhain Gale Lagakara Baho Kahara Dalo Sheda Bana Ke Apana Olafata Me Mara Dalo Samhain Gale Lagakara Baho Kahara Dalo Shaida bana ke apana ula fata me mara dalo ankana me basara he kara dila me kara chuke ho ankana me basara he ho kara dila me kara chuke ho Abato haya kaparada ruka se utara dalo Samhain gale lagakara baho kahara dalo shaita bana ke apana ulafata me mara dalo Samhain gale lagakara baho kahara dalo shaita bana ke apana ulafata me mara dalo Majnu ki kabara paraye kutaba lagahuata Majnu ki kabara paraye kutaba lagahuata Na me vafa pe saba kucha Tana mana bivara dalo Samhain gale lagakara Baho kahara dalo Shaita bana ke apana Ulafata me mara dalo Samhain gale lagakara Baho kahara dalo Shaita bana ke apana Ulafata me mara dalo Ulafata me haye apato Ika jana bachara hihe Fata me haye apato Ika jana bachara hihe Usako bie jamala abha Bhaji me hara dalo Samhain gale lagakara baho kahara dalo shaita bana ke apana ulafata me mara dalo Samhain Kale Laga Kara Baho Kahara Dalo Sheja Bana Keapana Ulafata Me Mara Dalo.
O Samhain, embracing me, put the garland of your hands around my neck. By making me your crazy one, kill me in your love. I want to read today one of the last discourses that Sanchi ever gave, given on February 10th, 1997. It's quite a remarkable talk. It begins with his bhajan, which was at that point was just been written, and we heard it for the first time. O beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. The talk is a commentary on that bhajan. I am lying at your door. I'm standing with my hands stretched out. The eyes are thirsty. Make me have your darshan. Shower grace, O Lord. Take me across. O friend of the miserable ones, the ocean of compassion. How do you forget me? Showering grace, you liberated the saints. O Satguru, you have liberated even the sinners. You ate the contaminated fruits of Shivri. You embraced all those who came into your refuge. You have erased everyone's difficulties. You have known everyone's pain. O Satguru, I am in your refuge. You are an ocean and I am your drop. You are my mother and father and brother. I am a beggar. You are the giver. O Jeb, this is the tale of lives. This is the story of birth after birth. O beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. And then Sanchi says, dear ones, often in the satsang I have said that even though the great saints are already perfect when they come into this world, but still, in order to give the demonstration to us, the forgetful jivas, we see with our own eyes how they are struggling hard and how they are becoming the perfect ones. But they are already the perfect ones before they come into the world. And also I say this, that these souls are not affected by either wealth or poverty. If they are born into a rich family, the wealth there does not have any bad effect on them. It doesn't affect them, and they don't mind if they are born into a poor family. So neither wealth nor poverty has any effect on them. But they always feel that they are missing something until they reach their destination. Until they reach that Satpurush, the burning lamp of spirituality, they always feel that something is lacking in them, that something is missing in them. For them also, the time is predetermined when they are supposed to go and meet with their master. Even though they are enlightened ones, still, their time is predetermined, and when that appropriate predetermined time comes, they go to the master. And for them, it is a matter of just a few moments when they get the true enlightenment, because they are like dry gunpowder. As soon as they come in contact with the flame, they explode. When they come to the master, their master, and look into his eyes, they realize that he is their old friend, and for them that's enough. When they come to the master just within moments, in the first exchange of glances, they understand that this is where they have to receive spirituality. Guru Nanak Sahib said, it has come in the experience of our meditation that there is one truth which was in the very beginning, even before the beginning, that truth which is ever existent was present there. It never dies. It is never created. This is what we read in the beginning of the Japji. where it says that in the beginning the truth was there. Now that truth prevails, and in the future also the same truth will prevail. That truth, that Almighty Lord, is not installed. It is not made by anyone. Don't understand that somebody can make that Almighty Lord or can install that Almighty Lord or that he has any fixed amount of time when he can live. He doesn't have any fixed tenure of his work. He's always there. This is what Guru Nanak Sahib said. He cannot be installed by anyone. He cannot be made by anyone. He himself is present there, and he is unaffected by Maya. Dear ones, the Almighty Lord is like a vast ocean. He himself is enlightened, and the soul is a drop of that ocean. The Almighty Lord is like a big source of light, a big sun, and our soul is a ray of that light. The relationship of the drop with the ocean is that they both are made of the same substance. As a ray of sunlight comes out from the sun, and they also are both made of the same substance, because the ray of the light comes out from the source of the light, the relation of a drop with the ocean is also the same. In the same way, God Almighty is an ocean, and the Satguru, the Master, is a wave of that ocean, and our soul is a drop of that ocean. But unless the soul, that drop, goes and surrenders herself to that wave of the ocean, how can she go back to her origin? Dear ones, when the water of the rivers, the rivulets, and the streams goes and falls into the ocean, can you differentiate afterwards which water came from which particular river or rivulet? All the water becomes the same. In the same way, suppose there is a lamp burning, and you go and place some other lamp, some other source of light there. Can you tell which light belongs to which particular lamp? They all become the same. In the same way, when the drop of that vast ocean goes to the Satguru, goes to the wave of that ocean, when the Satguru takes that soul back to her origin, can you differentiate? Can you say who is the master, who is the disciple, or who is God Almighty? They all become one and the same, because within all of them the same light is working. You would have read in the bhajan where it says that everyone looked at Master Kripal, but they all looked at him according to their own eyes, according to their own understanding. Those who looked at him with much love and faith, they were able to understand. They were able to recognize him. Dear ones, often I have said that whatever the masters speak, they speak from what they have seen. Guru Nanak Sahib said, I have seen with my own eyes that my master was making the souls get on the ship of Nam and was taking them across. Dear ones, this poor soul has also seen with his own eyes his beloved Master Kripal putting the souls on the ship and taking them across. So everyone looks at the master, but they all have their own thoughts. They all have their own feelings. Guru Nanak says, one sees the reflection of God Almighty according to the feelings, according to the thoughts he has. The masters are like a mirror. You know that when you look at the mirror, if you are laughing, you will see yourself laughing. If you are crying, you will be seen as the crying person. Whatever thoughts you have, whatever feelings you have, you will see the image of yourself exactly the same way when you are looking in the mirror. Now, the mirror doesn't have any fault. It has not made you laugh or cry. It is only because of the way you are that you see the things in the mirror. The same is the condition here. The master is like the example of that mirror. when we are sitting in front of him, whatever thoughts we have, whatever feelings and whatever devotion we have, when we look at the Master with those feelings, those thoughts, and that devotion, it all comes back to us in the same way, and we see the form of the Master like that. We see our own form when we are looking at the Master. This is my personal experience. What I have said in the bhajan, if anyone remembers the Master, he comes to him even without wearing his shoes. He runs towards the disciple whenever any disciple remembers him. The same thing happened to me. It is my personal experience, and that is why I have written this. Because you know that I was sitting in the remembrance of God Almighty from my very childhood, and I was missing him. I was yearning for him, even though I had not seen him. I did not know who he was and where he lived. He was living 500 kilometers away from me. I didn't even know his name. He didn't even know my name. As I had said many times earlier, I had neither met any critic of Master Kripal, nor had I met anyone who would praise him in front of me. So I didn't have any idea of him. I didn't know him at all. But he knew, because he was all conscious, and he knew who was sitting in his remembrance. So he himself came to my home, traveling 500 kilometers. He first of all sent one of his dear ones to ask me to stay at home, because he was going to come there. So when he came to my home by himself, how could I not recognize him? Because I had been sitting in his remembrance, waiting for him, for ages and ages. From my childhood I had been yearning for him. So how could you not recognize him for whom you had spent all your life? And as Master Kripal used to say, suppose your friend were to wear a different kind of clothes and come back to you, would you not recognize him? He himself used to say, of course, yes, you would recognize him, because he is your friend. So that friend whom I had lost a long time ago, when he came to me in a different form, how could I not recognize him? And at that time I said, O beloved Lord, my love with you, my relationship with you, my affection for you is very ancient, because it is not only of this lifetime, but it is from many previous births, from many previous lifetimes. So when you're sitting in some master's remembrance, and when that master comes to you, and when he gives any order, would you not do that? Would you not follow that? This was the reason that whatever he told me to do at that time, I was able to do that. He knew what was in my heart, and he knew how long I had been waiting for him, and how old was my love for him. But still I wrote this bhajan. I told him, O beloved Satguru Kripal, my love for you is very old. I have been in love with you forever and ever. Dear one, suppose you are given all the conveniences and comforts of the world, and still you sacrifice that in the name of God, for the cause of God Almighty, not for your name and fame, not for the worldly pleasures, but you do that sacrifice in the name of God, for God Almighty. What do you think? Don't you think that God Almighty knows that? Doesn't he know that you are sitting in his remembrance and that you have done such a big sacrifice for him? You know that the dear ones lovingly make the properties where the masters are. And after the masters leave that place, instead of getting attached to the master, we get attached to those properties. How we fight over those properties. We even go to the courts to acquire those properties. This was the reason that in his lifetime, Lord Almighty Kripal gave me the order that I shouldn't make any ashram. He told me that even on the worldly level, even the masters make one mistake, and that is of creating the ashrams. So he gave me the order that I shouldn't make any ashram, and I'm still following that order. Those who have seen the Rajasthan ashram, if ever you get the opportunity to see that again, you will see that it is still the same. I have made the walls with bricks and mud over there, and I'm not increasing that place. Even though many dear ones from all over have come to me and have asked me if they could make an ashram in Delhi or some other place, they even want me to increase the size of the place where I live. But I tell them, no, this is the order of my master, and I'm going to follow that order. I am not going to increase this. The properties for which people fought with each other, I was made to leave that much property by Lord Almighty Kripal when he came to Konichuk, and just within a few moments when we exchanged glances, when he looked into my eyes, he told me to leave that property. It was a very big property, but he made me leave that much property in one moment with one exchange of the glance. If your friend were to come to you and ask you to sacrifice that much for him, what would you do? I don't think that you would refuse. You would definitely accept that. You would do that. And after sacrificing that much, you would still understand it as a very small, very humble sacrifice. O beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. I am lying at your door. I am standing with my hands stretched out. I have always said that I have always understood myself as a beggar at the door of my beloved master. I always try to arouse him in the name of God. I always ask for his alms. And I always understand myself as a dog of the home of my beloved master. I always say, O Lord, I have thrown my body down at your door. Guru Nanak also says, I understand myself as the dog of my beloved Lord, and I have thrown myself down at his door. Kabir Sahib also says, I am a dog of Rama. I am a dog of God Almighty, and around my neck is his leash. Wherever he pulls me, I go in that direction. He says, I have become the dog of the Lord, and my name is Motia. On my neck is the leash, and wherever he pulls me, I go. Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji also said, just as the dog doesn't give up the door of his owner, and with the mind and attention, he always remains there, serving his master. In the same way, with one pointed attention and with one mind, we should always go on doing our devotion to the master. Saints have chosen the example of the dog because he's a very loyal animal. He is always loyal to his owner, to his master, and even if the master of that dog gets upset with him, still he doesn't go away. He doesn't leave the door of the master. And whenever he's called, he always comes, and he throws himself at the feet of his master. So in the same way, if we were to become the dog of the master and we were to develop the qualities which the dog has, we would always throw ourselves at the door. What is the door where we have to throw ourselves? The eye center is that door. If we always remain there, even if we are rebuked, even if we are rejected, but still, if we remain there, definitely the master will shower his grace upon us. The body is a fort, and it has nine doors, nine openings which open outwardly. But the door which opens inwardly, the tenth door, is the door of the Almighty Lord. That is the door where we have to go and sit like a beggar. We have to call our Lord Almighty. We have to call our master. Just like beggars rouse the people in the name of God. In the same way, we have to go and sit at the door of our master and call for his grace with both our hands stretched out, just like the beggars do. when he opens the door and when he sees that our jholi, our bag, is open, and that we have both our hands stretched out for his grace, he definitely fills our bag up. The eyes are thirsty. Make me have your darshan. Shower grace, O Lord. Take me across. O Kripal Guru, I am lying at your door, and I have both my hands stretched out asking for your grace. My eyes are thirsty. Kindly make me have your darshan. Kindly shower your grace upon me. Open this door and give me your darshan and take me across this ocean of life. O friend of the miserable ones, the ocean of compassion, how do you forget me? Master Kripal always used to say that you should go to the master becoming humble, because he is the all-owner. He has everything with him but humility, because he is almighty. He's the all-owner, in front of whom should he become humble? So when we go to him becoming the humble ones, he likes it. And since he has everything, he definitely gives us all that we need. O Lord Kripal, Ajib has become very humble and poor, and he's standing at your door, and you are the ocean of grace. If you would give just one cup of grace to this poor Ajib, he will be satisfied, and he will be able to quench the thirst of his birth after birth. Showering grace, you liberated the saints. O Satguru, you have liberated even the sinners. Master Kripal Singh Ji used to say that the master is like a washerman. The washerman accepts everyone's clothes, be it the clothes of a gentleman, or an oil merchant, or a baker, or a mason, because he's confident about his skill. He knows that he'll be able to clean all the clothes. In the same way as the master, whether one is a sinner or a virtuous person, all those who go to the master, he accepts them and cleans them. But the condition is that whatever we have done in the past, up until the time we meet with the master, we should not do that again. From the time that we come to the master onwards, we should not do the bad things which we used to do earlier. Poor Ajib tells the master, O Lord, you have liberated the saints, you have liberated the virtuous people, and you have even liberated the great sinners. Now, if we had not made mistakes, if we had not sinned, whom would you have forgiven? And how would people have called you as the forgiver? So now when we have come to you with all our sins, please forgive us for our faults. You ate the contaminated fruits of Shivri. You embraced everyone who came into your refuge. In the place called Pampasur, there were many great rishis and munis who used to live there, and they had many good ashrams, and they were proud of their ashrams. When Lord Rama went into exile, he went to that place called Pampasur. There was one poor old woman there whose name was Shivri. The rishis and munis were so proud of their devotion, of the practices which they were doing, that they never allowed Shivri to take water from the pond. They used the water and they didn't like her at all. But Shivri was very devoted, and in the name of God Almighty, every morning she would clean the path on which they would go to the pond, and she would do whatever she could do to serve them. She was doing all that in the name of God Almighty. Since she was also a very great devotee, and she always had the desire of serving the saints and mahatmas, when she heard that Lord Rama was going to visit Pampasur, she thought, what if Lord Rama decides to come to the hut of this poor humble one? So she prepared herself for that possibility, and then she thought, well, what would I present him with if he were to come to my hut? So she went into the jungle and picked him some berries. And when she came home, she thought, what if these berries are not sweet? What if they're sour? So she started tasting them. and she was so much intoxicated in the remembrance and love of Lord Rama that she even forgot that by tasting those berries, she was contaminating them. But when Lord Rama came to Pampasur, he didn't go to the ashram of any rishi or muni. He did not care for going to any egoist rishis and munis. He went straight to the hut of that poor Shivri, that poor humble Shivri, and he gave honor to her and glorified her hut, and he ate those contaminated berries. This is a very old story from the scriptures, but the reality is that around Master Kripal there were many learned people, many rich and wealthy people, many people who held very high posts. Many great people used to go to him, but he chose to come to this poor one, just as Lord Rama chose to go to Shivri. Lord Almighty Kripal chose to come to my home, and he blessed and glorified my home. I had a very old desire that I should be able to feed my beloved master. As Bhai Gur Das has written in his Bani, if we are able to put even one grain in the mouth of a Gurumukh, we get the benefit of performing millions of yajanas. So I had a desire that if my master would come to my home, I would feed him. When he came to my home, he graciously gave me the order and allowed me to send wheat and clarified butter, ghee, to him from that time onwards. Afterwards, I used to send that to him. This was a very old desire of mine, and he fulfilled that desire. So just as Lord Rama went to Shivri's home, and he didn't go to any other place, in the same way Lord Almighty Kripal came to my home, to this poor one's home, and he blessed me with his presence. You have erased everyone's difficulties. You have known everyone's pain. Oh, Satguru, I am in your refuge. You are an ocean and I am your drop. You are my mother and father and brother. I am a beggar. You are the giver. Ajay says, O Satguru Kripal, I am in your refuge. I am the beggar. You are the giver. You are my mother. You are my father. And you are my only brother. You sing the bhajan of Guru Arjan in which he says, O Lord, you are my mother, you are my father, you are my brother, you are my friend. You are everywhere. When you are over my head, whom do I have to fear? Dear ones, all those who have got this grace of meeting with the beloved master within, they have all stretched out their hands and shouted aloud, O Lord, you are my mother, you are my father, you are my brother, you are my friend. When you are my protector everywhere, where would I find anyone else like you who would protect me everywhere? Oh, Jeb, this is the tale of lives. This is the story of birth after birth. Oh, beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. This is the tale of Jeb from birth after birth. In all the lives, this is the only story of Ajay, that I had forgotten you. I had been separated from you, and I did not know where you were. Now when I have come to your door and to your feet, you kindly connect me with you, and you shower grace upon me. Dear ones, this is the story of everyone. This is the story of our soul, life after life, birth after birth, of the souls who are separated from God Almighty when they come back to Him. When they are able to reach His feet, they all say the same thing. O Lord, kindly keep me at your feet. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj said, Brahma wrote the four Vedas, but still he could not understand the glory of the Master. And even though Sheshnag remembers God Almighty in thousands of different names every day, still he cannot know the glory of the Master. He cannot know the glory of God Almighty. In the same way, how can this poor Ajaib sing the glory of the Master? How can he know the glory of the Master? Sajubai said, even if I were to make the entire vegetation of this world into a pen, and even if I were to convert all the water into ink and write on the entire surface of the earth, still I wouldn't be able to do justice in writing the glory of the Master. So how can the poor soul sing the glory of the Master? Guru Nanak says, how can we glorify the Master? Because he is the owner of all. He is perfect and he is the competent one. Guru Arjan Dev also says, O Lord, if we were to call you the Sultan or the Emperor or the King, still we would not be praising you enough. Still we would not be singing your glory enough, because you are the Emperor of Emperors. You are the King of Kings. Guru Arjan Dev Ji said, O Lord, you are the limitless one. If I call you friend, how can I be describing your glory? How can I be glorifying you? Because you are limitless, and no one can understand your limits. Good night, everybody.
Lekan e pata odo lagda hai jadi edi sadhana karde hain andar jaane hain nau dware khali karke brahm par brahm to upar chale jaane hain दसवें द्वार तो भी ऊपर चले जाने हैं, फिर पता लगता है कि ये पावर साडे अंदर भी कम कर रही है, कि उत्थे दो हन या एक हन जिन्हें मिश्री और पानी का मेल है। इस तरह जो महात्मा साधना करके अंदर जाते हैं, वो भी कोई बॉडी च फर्क नहीं पैंदा हुंदा गा, बोल चाल च नहीं पैंदा हुंदा गा। जिस तरह पानी विच दुध विच आपां मिश्री पाईए उहदा जायका बदल जांदा है, इसे तरह जिस अंदर वह पावर कम करदी है उहदा भी प्यार भरिया जो लफ्ज़ निकलेगा वह साडी जिंदगी नूं पलट देवेगा। वह हमेशा प्रभु दीआं गल्लां सुणाउंदा है, प्रभु दे देस ले जाण वास्ते वह सानूं प्रेरदा है। जद असीं अंदर जाने हैं उत्थे भी सानूं पता लगदा है कि उही पावर साडे अंदर कम कर रही है। तो आप कहिंदे आ कि संत संत को दो कर जानी, सो जन जान नरक दे खानी। तो कबीर साहब कहते हैं संत अंदरों शब्द रूप एक होंगे है।
We come to know about the master only when we do the practices and go within. When we rise above our body consciousness, when we vacate the nine openings of the body and by doing the simran, when we reach the eye center and furthermore when we go beyond it, when we reach the parbrahm, only then we come to realize what power is working within us and what power is working outside, and only then we come to realize the greatness and the competence of the master. Until we go within, we cannot see, we cannot know about the competence of the master. Such a devotee who does the practices, and by doing the practices he who has risen above and has gone within and has become perfect, no change occurs to him outside in his body. There is no change in his talking and like that. It is like if you add some rock candy to the water, it will not change its color. It will only change its taste. In the same way, he who has done the meditation and has gone within and has become perfect, from outside he does not look changed, but inside he is changed very much. Whatever word he will speak, that will be full of love, and whatever he will say, that will for the good of the people. So unless we go within, we cannot realize that what the power of the master is, and only after going in the within can we know about the power of the master. He who has gone within, whatever he will say, that word of such a master can change our life.
To parampita kripal kehnde hunde si parmatma da pauna aukha nahi, insaan da banna aukha hai. Agar insaan baniye to parmatma sade मगर मगर फिरता है, वो साड़ी पाल विच हुंदा है।
Supreme Father Kripal used to say that it is not difficult to realize God. It is difficult to become a man. If you become a man, then God is in search for a man. He looks for a man who has really become a man.
ये मेरी जिंदगी दी घटना है, जो कोई स्वामी जी महाराज कहंदे या मेरे परम पिता गुरु कृपाल ने कहा है मैं दसदा हुंदा ना मैनूं मेरी जिंदगी दे विच कोई उहनां दी निंदिया करन वाला मिलिया ना वडियाई करन वाला मिलिया। मैं इहनूं बचपने तो खोज सी तड़प सी मैं काफ़ी समाजां दे विच उसनूं खोजिया। मैं किसी की निंदिया नहीं की ना मैं निंदिया दे विच यकीन ही समझदा हाँ क्योंकि महाराज सावन का बचन सदा ही मेरे अंदर कर कर गया कि निंदिया जिहड़ा कोई पाप नहीं गा और निंदक दूसरे की मैल आप दे उपर जमा करता है उन्हों साफ करता है। तो ये उसकी ही दया सी जद वक्त आया वो घरे बैठे बिठाए मिल गया और दया कर गया इस आत्मा ते नाम की बारिश कर गया। हुण यही स्वामी जी महाराज कहिंदे है जिन पर दया आदि करता कि तिनको दर्श दे कहिंदे जिहदे उत्ते परमात्मा मेहर करता है उन्हों ही दर्शन दिंदा आके।
It happened in my own life, what my beloved Gurudev, Supreme Father, Master Kripal used to say, or what Swamiji Maharaj is saying here, that is completely true, and it happened in my own life. Because you know that before I met beloved Master, I had not met anyone who had criticized Master Kripal or who had praised Master Kripal. I did not hear of him. I did not see anyone. I was not in touch with any of his critic or his devotee. And I have never been interested in hearing or doing the criticism, because whatever Master Sawan Singh said about criticism, that has taken its firm root in my within. He used to say that there is no other sin which is more serious or which is greater than the sin of criticism. So that is why, right from the beginning, I was never involved in either hearing or doing the criticism. And that is why I did not meet anyone who had criticized or who had praised Master Kripal. So what Swamiji Maharaj says here, that only he upon whom the Creator showers the grace gets to have the darshan of the Master, that became true, that is true in my own life. When God Almighty showered His grace upon me, you know that how beloved Master Kripal Himself came to my place and He Himself quenched the thirst of my soul and He caused the rain of Naam to shower upon this suffering soul.
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਇੱਕ ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡਾ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਹੱਸਦਾ ਦੇਖਾਂਗੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਹੱਸਦਾ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਏਗਾ, ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਨਾਲ ਦੇਖਾਂਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਹੀ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਏਗੀ, ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ੇ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਕਸੂਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ। ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਭਾਵਨਾ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਹੀ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਤਜਰਬਾ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਕਈ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਆਪਦਾ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਏ ਸੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਹੋਏ, ਅਸੀਂ ਲੋਚਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਹੋਣ। ਕਿਆ ਜਿਸ ਵਕਤ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਸ਼ਾਂਤ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਖਿਆਲ ਰੁਕੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸੱਚੀ ਤੜਪ ਸ਼ਰਧਾ ਜਾਗਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸਰੂਪ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਉਹ ਦੇਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੋਣ, ਇਹ ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣੇ ਬਰਤਨ ਦਾ, ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣੇ ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ੇ ਦਾ, ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਿਚਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ, ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣੀ ਸ਼ਰਧਾ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਭਾਵ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਮਿਰਰ and we see his form according to what feelings we have. Like if we look at him with all happiness, we will feel happiness from him. If we look at him in a confused state, we will get no happiness, we will only get the confusion. So he is like a mirror. Whatever face you make, whatever feelings you have when you go to see him, when you go to have his darshan, you get the same thing from him. The experience shows, because many dear ones come to see me and they tell me that how at times when they looked at me, how they got such a blissful and such a happiness-giving darshan, and they yearn to have that kind of darshan again. So this is because of their feelings, this is because of their own within. Many times when our mind is quiet and still, and when we have the yearning, when we are devoted to the Master, when we have love for the Master, and in that case, in that condition, when we look at the Master, we get the darshan of the Shabad form of the Master. Even though he may be sitting in front of us in his physical form, but because of the stillness of our mind and because of our concentration and because of the yearning and devotion which we have, because of all the sweetness and the love with which we have the darshan of the Master, he blesses us with the darshan of his radiant form, the darshan of his Shabad form, and we get the happiness from that. But when our mind is not quiet and when we are not looking at him with all our yearning, and good feelings, then we do not get that darshan.
Tajarba dasda hai ke sangat de vich aj Ubrai saab vi baat kar rahe si kuch premiyan de naal sangat de vich kai bhasha bolan wale hai, koi marathi, koi kannad, koi telugu. ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡੇ ਪੱਛਮ ਦੇ ਭਰਾ ਵੀ ਹਨ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਹੀ ਹਨ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਟਿਕੀ ਟਿਕੀ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਦੇਖਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮਜਬੂਰ ਕੜੀ ਖੜ੍ਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਬੰਨ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਬਿਠਾਈ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਸਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਵੀ ਤਿਆਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ.
This morning, Mr. Oberoi was talking to the dear ones and he was telling them that about 80% of the people who are here do not understand the language in which the satsang is done here. Because I speak in Punjabi and most of the people who are here, like you, do not understand my language. There are many people who speak Marathi language or Kannada or the other South Indian language. But still, you would have seen that how much peace and how much quietness is there in the satsang. They all sit there. It is only because of the darshan that they are bound to sit in this place without making any noise, without even moving here and there. Many people even hold their breath to continue having the darshan.
Jin par mihar daya satgur ki unko darsh dai darsh paaye sat lok sidhai sat naam pad keen sahi
satguru de darshanan da swami ji maharaj kehnde ki fayda hai saadi aatma sat lok di taiyari kardi hai sant naam daan de vakt saadi dori sat lok de vich ban dinde hai is sat naam nu hi oh makar kar dinde hai.
Swamiji Maharaj asks that what is the benefit of having the darshan of the Sadguru? Because when the masters give us the initiation, they tie our string to the Satlok and they make Satnam as our deity. And when we have the darshan of the Sadguru, our soul prepares herself to go on that trip and go back to our real home.
Kithe asi Matlok de jeev ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਮਹਿਲਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਜਨਮਾਂ ਜਨਮਾਤਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਲਿਬੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਜ਼ਰੀਏ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਾਫ਼ ਕਰਕੇ, ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਾ ਕੇ ਸਾਫ਼ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਤ ਲੋਕ ਲੈ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਇਹ ਉਹਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੈ, ਮਿਲਾਪ ਦਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਵੀ ਆਰ ਦ ਸੋਲਸ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਮਾਡਰਨ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਟੈਚਡ ਟੂ ਦ ਡਰਟ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਮਾਡਰਨ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਦ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਅਸ ਹੇਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਅਟੈਂਡ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਮੂਵਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਦ ਡਰਟ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਹਾਊ ਹੀ ਟੇਕਸ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਅਵਰ ਰੀਅਲ ਹੋਮ ਸਤ ਲੋਕ.
ਦਾਰਿਸ਼ ਪਾਏ ਸਤ ਲੋਕ ਸਿਧਾਰੀ ਸਤ ਨਾਮ ਪਦ ਕੀਨ ਸਹੀ ਸਹੀ ਨਾਮ ਪਾਇਆ ਸਤ ਗੁਰ ਸੇ ਬਿਨ ਸਤ ਗੁਰ ਸਭ ਜੀਵ.
ਆ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਚਾ ਨਾਮ ਮੰਨੀ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਅੱਲਾ ਅੱਲਾ ਨੂੰ ਮੰਨੀ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਗੋਡ ਗੋਡ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਚਾ ਨਾਮ ਮੰਨੀ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਕੋਈ ਰਾਮ ਰਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਚਾ ਨਾਮ ਮੰਨੀ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ. ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਲਫ਼ਜ਼ ਹਨ, ਇੱਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਲਫ਼ਜ਼ਾਂ ਦੇ ਚੱਕਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਹੀ ਲੜਦੇ ਹਾਂ. ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਲਫ਼ਜ਼ ਸਹੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਸਹੀ ਹੈ.
Now he says that some people understand that Waheguru is the true name of God, some people understand that Allah is the true name of God, some people think that God is the true name, or some people call him by some other name. These are just the words, and it is only because of these different words with which we call and remember God Almighty that everybody is fighting with each other, because they all say that only their names of God are the best and only their names of God are the true ones.
The santan milna ki fayda hoya unna ne sanu sahi naam de ditta jo na hindi vich likhya janda hai na punjabi vich likhya janda hai na oh english de vich likhya janda hai oh us desh ton tun uthdi hai sat log ton sab khand brahmand paida karke ਇੱਥੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਮੱਥੇ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਤੁਨਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਭਾਸ਼ਾ ਦਾ ਸਵਾਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਉਹ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਕਾਨੂੰਨ ਹੈ, ਬਿਨਾਂ ਬੋਲੀ ਭਾਸ਼ਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਨੌਂ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਖਾਲੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਹ ਧੁਨ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜ ਕੇ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਯੂਜ਼ ਆਫ ਮੀਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ? ਬਾਈ ਮੀਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ, ਦ ਸੇਂਟ ਔਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਨੈਕਟਸ ਅਸ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਨਾਮ ਔਰ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਨੇਮ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ। ਦ ਟਰੂ ਨਾਮ ਔਰ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਨੇਮ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਪਾਵਰ, ਦੈਟ ਸਾਊਂਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਕਮਿੰਗ, ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਐਮੀਨੇਟਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਸੱਚ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਅ ਰੀਅਲ ਹੋਮ ਐਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਆਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਵੇਅਰ ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਡਿਸਪਿਊਟ ਆਫ ਐਨੀ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ, ਵੇਅਰ ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਡਿਸਪਿਊਟ of anything else, because that naam of Lord is not written in any particular language, like it is not written in Hindi or Punjabi or any other language. It is within everyone and it is coming from our real home and it is sounding at our eye center.
To Kabir Sahib kehnde hai, utthe din ni, utthe raat ni, utthe koi ved shastar ni, utthe koi bhasha ni, jithe oh Parmatma da ਵਾਸ ਹੈ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਤੋ ਇਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਮਿਲਣ ਦਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਝਗੜਿਆਂ ਚੋਂ, ਲਫ਼ਜ਼ਾਂ ਚੋਂ ਕੱਢ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਪਲੇਸ ਵੇਅਰ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡਸ, ਓਵਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਡੇ, ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਨਾਈਟ, ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ, ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਵੇਦਾਸ, ਨੋ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰਸ, ਨਥਿੰਗ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟ ਓਵਰ ਦੇਅਰ। ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਟੈਚਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਰਡਸ, ਵੀ ਆਰ ਕਨਫਿਊਜ਼ਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਰਡਸ, ਐਂਡ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਟੇਕਸ ਅਸ ਆਊਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਦਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮਸ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਟੇਕਸ ਅਸ to that place where God Almighty resides.
To Kabir Sahib ke din so rehn ved ni shastr yahan vase nirankara kahe Kabir nar tise te aao babre asansara.
Kabir Sahib says that the place where the formless one resides, over there there is no day, there is no night, not even the Vedas and Shastras exist there. Kabir says that, oh man, why are you wandering here and there, why have you gone crazy, why don't you remember him who is always there. Say
a closing bhajan is on page 261. Amare Pyare Satguru Jaisa. We have not seen anyone like our beloved Satguru. My Satguru is great. I haven't seen anyone as great as him. He is the owner of both the worlds. He is the one who dwells in the hearts of the world. He is the knower of all the hearts. He is the one who knows the matters of all the hearts. His form is the form of Shabad, such a form we have seen with our eyes. He alone who is capable of seeing him, sees him. And when he sees him, keeps seeing him, becomes wonderstruck. His form is loving, his face is loving, and the beholder becomes his after seeing him. He is the attractive one, the one who is liked by the mind. Such a beloved we all have seen. Probably every eye saw him, but of course through his own angle of vision. But he who saw him lovingly came out of this midstream. He is a great ferryman. We have seen him taking a fully loaded ship. Dear one, Guru Kripal is that ferryman. He is the beloved of beloved Sawan. Dear one, Kripal is the ocean of grace. Ajab loves him more than his life. He is the most beautiful one. He who saw him became his. We have not seen anyone like our beloved Satguru. My Satguru is great. We haven't seen anyone as great as him. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 261.
Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa, humne na koi aur dekha. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa, humne na koi aur dekha. Ve to mahan hai mere Satguru, Ve to mahan hai mere Satguru, Unsa mahan aur dekha. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa, Humne na koi aur dekha. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa, humne na koi aur dekha. Vehendo no jahane ke malika, duniya ke dil me basne wale, aragat ke gyata hain vigyani, dilon ki baten janane wale. Vehendo no jahane ke malika, duniya ke dil me basne wale, har gat ke gyata hai vigyani, dilon ki baten janne wale. Shabda sarup hai rupa unka, shabda sarup hai rupa unka, rupa jo hamne akon se deka. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa, hamne na koi aur deka. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa, hamne na koi aur deka. Deke to dekhne wala deke, deke to dekhta hi raje. Pyari murat, pyari surat, dekhne wala unka ho jaye. Deke to dekhne wala deke, deke to dekhta hi raje. Pyari murat, pyari surat, dekhne wala unka ho jaye. Man mohak man ko banne wala, man mohak man ko banne wala, man bhavan ham sabne deka. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa, hamne na koi aur deka. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa, hamne na koi aur deka. Deka to shayad har nazar ne deka, apne apne khayal se, jisne bhi unko pyar se deka, nikla wo is majdar se. Deka to shayad har nazar ne deka, apne apne khayal se, jisne bhi unko pyar se deka, nikla wo is majdar se. Veton hek mahan navik, veton hek mahan navik, barha karnavale jate deka. Amare pyare Satguru jaisa, hamne na koi aur deka. Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa, hamne na koi aur deka. Ve navik guru kirpal hai pyare, sawan pyare ka pyara. Kirpa ka sagar kirpal hai pyare, ajay ko jan se bhi pyara. Ve navik guru kirpal hai pyare, sawan pyare ka pyara. Kirpa ka sagar kirpal hai pyare, hajay ko janne se bhi pyara. ve to ati sundar salone, ve to ati sundar salone, unka hua je jisne deka, hamare pyare satguru jaisa. Hamne na koi aur dekha, hamare pyare satguru jaisa. Hamne na koi aur dekha, ve to mahan hain mere satguru, ve to mahan hain mere satguru, unsa mahan aur dekha. Hamare pyare satguru jaisa, hamne na koi aur dekha. Hamare pyare satguru jaisa, hamne na koi aur dekha.
Probably every eye saw him, but of course through his own angle of vision. But he who saw him lovingly came out of this midstream. He is a great ferryman. We have seen him taking a fully loaded ship. We have not seen anyone like our beloved Satguru. And I forgot to mention that the tape we heard was from January 16th, 1991 in Bombay. Of course, the people, many of them came from South India, and also the Bombay people do not understand Hindi or Punjabi. And actually, the translations for that, Sanchi did not have those talks translated while he was talking. But after he was finished, Baba Ram Singh used to take all the South Indians and give them the talk over again, translate it for their purposes. All right. God bless us all.